All right, Sam. What can you tell us about the character of Mouse, and how did you prepare yourself for this specific role?
Well, Mouse is just a very dynamic character that comes into the series a little bit later. He is a member of the Wonderland Gang, and he works in conjunction with Alice, who is the sister of Kate Kane, our Batwoman. And what was the second part of the question?
How do you prepare yourself for this kind of role?
I don't think anything can really prepare you for a role kind of like this. It's been such an exciting whirlwind. It's been a really interesting collaboration with not only Caroline Dreis, our showrunner, who's come up with such an incredible character and backstory, and even down to the specifics of working with the hair department and the makeup department and wardrobe in a way that I never really have before, in order to build up this character that hasn't been a part of the DC universe and is being introduced specifically through Batwoman the series.
Did you have any kind of input during the creative process for the character after you were cast?
I mean, sure, yeah. In a lot of ways, it's really is just kind of on the fly. They already have such specific ideas that really, I just bear the responsibility of trying to bring it to life as well as I can. But no, we work with such a great team that absolutely is, you know, more than willing to listen to what I have to say, any ideas that I might have. And, but more than anything, it really is just, trying to make sure that the audiences are surprised and satisfied with what we come up with. So more than anything, I just try to live up to what's already been designed, how I could lend myself to that while also throwing in my own twist to it.
Gotcha. Okay. I watched an interview of yours yesterday, and you alluded to that you may have been hand-chosen for this specific role. What was it about you that caught casting's eye in that aspect?
I don't really know. David Rappaport, our casting director, who's awesome. I've known David for several years now, and he's been bringing me in all the time. And I just think that there's something unique about Mouse that they saw in me that I just basically, just tried to give whatever I could to try and bring this character to life. If that makes sense.
Oh, I gotcha. So it wasn't they didn't spot you in a specific role or saw something from your demo reel or like that. That's the guy right there.
You'd have to ask David.
Gotcha. Okay. Fair enough. I totally understand.
Yeah.
At least with me, when casting has picked me before for some things, like we want the biggest, baldest, dopiest looking guy we can find, and that's Mike.
Oh, how funny. So you're an actor, too.
Yeah, I've been in a few things, yeah. Which I don't mind being cast as kind of like a dopey big guy because, I can just, show them pictures of my degrees on the wall and be like, I'm not stupid. I funnily look that way.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Well, I mean, if you looked at my, looked at me and then look at what is created for Mouse, I don't know if they necessarily go hand in hand. It's definitely been a creation, I'll say that much.
Okay. Where does Mouse fit into the grand scheme of the plot for the first season? Is he true to Alice's cause, or does he have his own self-interest in mind?
I mean, I think that any villain in the DC universe, I think that you could say that they are working for the, the grand scheme, but I think it's safe to assume that he has his own specific agenda.
Can you elaborate on that any, or would that be too much in the spoiler territory?
I think that might be in the spoiler territory, but
okay.
I will say it's a lot of stuff you don't see coming, and he's a very exciting, it's a very exciting and very fun character.
All right. The Bat family as a whole in the comics is very well known for their diverse gallery of rogues, Joker, Penguin, Catwoman. Like, who do you think may show up in Batwoman's near future?
Gosh, I don't know. I leave that up to the writers specifically. Even, you know, Mouse is not in the original, grouping of DC within the DC universe and was created specific to this show. But, you know, our writers are so creative and do such an incredible job of building the world that I just kind of leave it up to them. Every script that we get is such an really so exciting because it's just so creative and beyond anything that I could have ever, you know, imagined myself.
All right. What have been some of your favorite experiences working alongside Ruby Rose and Rachel Scarston?
Well, most of my scenes are with Rachel Scarston. We're, you know, kind of a duo in many ways. But entering this a little bit later than the rest of the original cast, Rachel just welcomed me with such open arms. And I don't know, have you seen this any of the series?
Yeah, I've seen the first three episodes.
Okay. Rachel's so bold, and she just makes such big choices, and it just inspired me to be as bold and uninhibited as I possibly could. And we just do such a, we have such an awesome time challenging each other in these scenes to just come up with the most exciting choices that we possibly can. And, you know, Ruby's awesome. She's got such an incredible responsibility on her shoulders, just being the first queer superhero on television. You know, it's a big space to fill when you think about kids growing up who might be gay or questioning their sexuality and, you know, looking to somebody like Ruby to, you know, look up to and reflect back to themselves who they are. And I think she's doing a good job. Great job.
Well, that brings me to my next question, which is the themes of struggle, acceptance, forgiveness, and family are very common within Batwoman from what I've seen so far. Which of those speaks to you on a personal level?
I mean, I would say all of them. I think they're so universal. Struggle, acceptance, forgiveness, and family. That's, I mean, isn't that our entire lives, our entire world? Is coming to that space of accepting, forgiving our family and all of that. But I think that we do it, they do it such a beautiful job in the show. Of you know, really trying to explore those things with a delicate hand, as it were. And yeah, I would say all of those things relate. I relate to all of them in one way or another, in some specific point in my life. And I try in this show to do the best I can to reflect those as well, in the most artful way that I can.
Have there been anything that you filmed so far that's kind of touched you on an emotional level, where you were kind of taken aback by the material?
Within the story or within the filming?
Within the filming.
Within the filming, I mean, I just, you know, the coming on such a huge show the production is just so immense. We filmed both in Vancouver and Chicago. And I was just kind of thrust into it. But the way that the cast has just welcomed me with such open arms, such generosity of spirit, and, just being a great hand to hold, really from everyone, has given me just so much more confidence and an ability to play within this world in a way that I don't think I would have been able to had they not been so generous of spirit in the beginning. But in regards to the show, I think what's really cool about it is the relationship between Alice and Kate and their father, in that, you know, every family isn't, it's just not so simple. There's so many, perspectives and stories coming from every single member of a family to have them, you know, come together and it be, seeing conflict unfold in the way that it does, and how there can be multiple truths within one story, and trying to break them down, understand it from everybody's perspective. But I think this show seems to do pretty well, and I've enjoyed watching that and experiencing that.
For those that are
uninitiated,
answer.
Did that make sense?
Oh, that made sense. It's going to be fun to transcribe it later, but it makes sense.
Try me.
I may have to condense these things a little bit, but no, it was perfectly fine. I prefer a long heartfelt answer over just a simple yeah, no, whatever.
I guess that is, yeah. Okay, you're right. Okay, cool.
Those have been some of my shortest interviews. Just like three questions, yes, no, whatever. Who's like, okay, I guess we're done.
Really? You've gotten those?
I had that with it was someone that was in the Divergent series of movies. Yeah, it was very curt. It was very short. And I was like, did I do something wrong? Because I've been doing this a long time, and I don't remember ever pissing anyone off like this.
Wow. I bet I know who it was.
yeah, you can probably guess. Yeah, it's but I'll remain professional. I'll just leave it at what the title was. But, yeah, sometimes.
Does his name start with an M?
Yep.
Okay, I knew it. How funny. We had the same manager.
That person may have just been having a bad day. They may have just not liked my personality. It's totally understandable. We've all worked in this business a long time. Sometimes that happens.
Sure. Yeah, sir.
Yeah.
I know the truth. Anyway, yeah.
For those that are uninitiated in the Arrowverse and the multiple series that are involved with it, how would you go about selling this to somebody that isn't particularly in the know about comic book series or doesn't feel it's for them because they're more used to the campy aspect of superheroes? They don't think about the deeper themes. How would you sell that to someone?
I mean, I guess I would go back to the fact that we're making television history and that we have the same, you know, we have a queer superhero or protagonist, as it were.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think that's something that's at least worth checking out and experiencing as it has never been done before. I remember that movie with Claire Danes, Beauty, what was it? Where she played she was the first woman that played a woman in Shakespeare's time.
Not Shakespeare movie. In Love.
No.
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about, though, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Now
I'm gonna have to IMDb that later.
Yeah, but she, you know, in the film, she goes, you know, am I any good? And her acting partner is like, there's no other reference to base it upon. You are the first. And it's kind of the same thing here in a lot of ways where, you know, there's nothing else to really base this on. Ruby is the first to do anything like this. And just for that purpose alone, I think it's worth checking out because nobody's ever experienced this before. Nobody's ever seen it. And when you think about kids growing up and seeing this for the first time, it's big. It is big.
That's a very good pitch. That's a very good pitch, Sam.
That is a good pitch, isn't it? No, I mean, it's true. I guess it's good because it's true.
Yeah, yeah. Regardless of what you think about superheroes, the story itself is what's important, not the capes and the cowls and, you know, the maniacal laughter.
Totally. There's been so much talk about the cowls. The cowls the cowls are a big deal on this event.
Yeah. On that same subject about the themes, it's no secret that Batwoman touches on a number of sociopolitical issues. Do you believe that the show so far has handled those issues well?
Definitely. I think that our writers have executed this with a delicate hand. I look forward to seeing how they express it further, and I'm sure they've got some tricks up their sleeve that they're waiting to share later, but you know they do bear some responsibility of trying to execute this in a way that is sensitive, and I think they've done a good job of it, for sure.
Perfect. That was all my scripted questions, and like the last couple that I have, if we have time for you, if you don't mind.
Sure, you're my last interview, so it's good.
Oh, okay. Perfect. What made you want to get into this business?
I really love stories more than anything. Everybody always asks me, you know, what kind of character would you like to play? And that never really has ever done much for me. I really love the power of stories and what stories can do in changing our perspective on life. And the idea of playing a character within a story to help further tell that story in a more specific way is what really excites me. And that's always been kind of a big thing for me. When I was a kid, my grandmother, she had a debilitating stammer. She was an opera singer. And she really got me into this with, you know, reading me poetry and showing me old musicals on television. And things like that's what really kind of got me going and made me realize that this was something that was worth doing, because it's a way of telling universal stories that people can relate to and can adjust their thinking to make a broader scope of what the world is capable of.
So you're in it for the art of storytelling.
I would, yeah, sure, you could have that answer, too.
The easiest way for me to sum it up is...
That can be the quote. If you want... Fine. Fine, very well. Yeah.
Me, I'm just chasing the fame, but you've got all... Oh, you've got the actual artist touch for this.
No, definitely. That is... Yeah, absolutely, for sure. For me, yeah.
My final question is, if you had advice for those that are chasing this dream, this Hollywood dream, what would be your advice for them?
Stay true. There's so many influences that can get you off of your own path and what you're supposed to be doing and how you're supposed to hold your space in this world. And I think staying true to yourself and to the reasons that you got into it in the first place are going to be your North Star.
That is quite poetic and probably the best answer I've ever gotten to that question.
Thank you. Oh, thank you. No, it's very true to me. Very true to me.